and manifest mercies or my way, Lord. Can't even stand up.
Have you ever had someone tell you that they're having a beef with somebody, and when you look around, you notice that the other person appears to be completely oblivious that anything is going on? The one person, on the one hand, is furious and filling up their soul with a lot of poison and rolling their eyes and everything. They can't go from one minute to the next when that person is around without rehearsing that there's a problem in the air. And the other person is just living their life. A lot of times we do the same thing to God, you know. We act like, oh, you know, I can't go to God, and we hold back because of things that we've done. Well, I'm here today to encourage you not to hold a grudge against God. Don't hold a grudge against God because of the things that we've done. Listen, there are so many times in the Bible where he has said, listen, no matter where you go or what happens in your life, when you come to me, I got you. And today we're going to look at some of those things. For instance, let's start out Deuteronomy chapter 4. This is the discourse of Moses. Moses wanted to make sure that the Israelites were solid in their understanding of who they were and what God had done for them and what he planned for their future. He wasn't going to be able to take them over into the promised land and fight all the battles on the side of the promised land. And he wanted to make sure they were strengthened. So he wanted to clarify some things. That's the whole point of Deuteronomy. It's a repeat of what was already said in the law. Well, if you look at verse 29, Moses had told them, look, you need to be careful that you keep the law. Don't fail to keep the law. You made a promise and you need to stick to your promise. But if you do fail, you're going to get sent out among the nations, which we all know now happened historically. The Israelites over and over again were exiled, and then they came back home, and the Lord took care of them. And this is why. It says in verse 29, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all of thy heart and with all thy soul. Verse 30, when thou art in tribulation, all these things that are come upon thee, even in the latter days, in the late days, if you turn to the Lord your God and be obedient to his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. For ask yourself, now that the days are past, of all of the things that have happened in the world, since the day that God created man upon the earth, ask anybody from this side of the earth, this side of heaven, to this side of heaven, has anything ever, such as what has happened with you, anything that big, has anybody ever heard anything like that before? Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of fire as you heard and live? And to thee it was shown that you would know that the Lord, he is God. That's verse 35. And there is nobody besides them. Verse 37. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought thee out of this, out of his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. The Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth. There is none else. Okay? But look back. Verse 30. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Lord thy God and be obedient in his voice, he will have you back. It really doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't really matter where you've been. You know, the Lord will take you back. Today's topic, grace, it is what it is. Grace is what it is. Look, you can't earn it. Nobody can deserve it. Otherwise, it's not grace. Don't hold a grudge against the Creator because of something that you did. Look, the statement is we're born in sin, we're shaping in iniquity. Our DNA is chock full of sin. That's just the way that it is. But God has created a system that will allow us not only to receive the promises that he has given in his word, but allows us to actually be close to him again. We can have that relationship. We don't have to stand back like, oh, he's hating on me because X, Y, and Z, or, oh, you know, he wants too much from me. Are you kidding? No. Stand up. Come close to him. You know, because he wants you. Ephesians chapter 3, we see that we can come boldly, You know, we're all familiar with the text, come boldly to the throne of grace from Hebrews 4:16. We'll look at that a little bit later in a couple of seconds. But in Ephesians chapter 3, it's because of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11 says, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in him. Our faith in Christ causes us to understand that we have access to the Father with boldness. It's our faith in who Jesus is that allows us to come to God, because we know that Jesus is the representative of God, and Jesus was all open arms. So this is why we don't hold a grudge against God when we do something bad. We don't stand back and say, oh, he's not going to take me. Absolutely not. Listen, buck up in your faith today. I want to encourage you. Accept that grace. You can't get around it. You're not going to be able to earn it. So don't try to, you know, measure yourself up to it to see if you're able to step into God's presence. Go boldly. All right, now is the time we're going to look at Hebrews 4:16. Look, therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Look, if you don't come, you get nothing. It's just like a picnic. There's a big picnic. And if you don't show up for the picnic, you can't play the games. If you don't come to the picnic, you don't get anything to eat. So come boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that the Lord loves you. He loves you so much, his grace is poured over you like a perfume. Don't insult God by saying that he has a problem with you when he doesn't, or that he would treat you that way. When the whole way through the Bible, it talks about him being merciful. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's gracious. And that's exactly what he is. Otherwise, he would not have let his son die. His son would not have chosen to die. They're in it together. This was the plan according to the eternal purpose, is what the Bible says. Ephesians 3:11. It was an eternal purpose. He was coming to get you, and he's waiting there. Don't believe the lies. The devil is a liar and the father thereof. Don't believe what he tells you. The Lord does want you back. He wants to hear from you. No matter what you have to say to him, he wants to hear it. He wants to hear it. According to Psalm 119:29, the law of God is actually an expression of grace. It protects us from the foolishness of sin, the pain, and the loss it causes. Psalm 119:29. Grace is the lifeline. It is this thing that you can always hold on to, so that you know no matter what you have done, you have to come back to God. According to the Bible, if you don't come back to him, you won't be able to receive the mercy. Grace is the thing that allows you to approach him. Just come on back. He's not holding anything against you, okay? He's already forgiven you. You just open up your mouth and say, will you forgive me, so that it can be released from your soul. If you're standing around in a corner sulking, then you are preventing yourself from happiness. You're preventing yourself from receiving the greatest gift the universe has ever had to offer. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe what the devil is telling you. He is a big liar, okay? Don't stand on the sidelines practicing religion, pretending to be a part of the body of Christ, pretending to be a part of the Creator, when in fact, you're holding a grudge against him. Give it up. Get back to him. He's not going to rub it in your face. He's not going to say, I told you so. He's thinking about moving forward. This is what he does. Forgetting those things which are behind us, reaching towards those things that are before us. So today, embrace grace. All right? That's my encouragement for you today. Bold growth comes when we embrace grace. All right? And that's what we're looking for. Bold growth. Do something radical today and forgive yourself. Go get your forgiveness from God. All right? I love you.
So I'm trekking through the valley, path looks right, Lord. Now I have found out how you educate me through the trials that are on my way. Grace and mercy on my way, Lord. You put your grace and your mercy on my way, Lord. Grace and mercy on my way, Lord.